You know, big headlines at the time. Back in January, the city auditor came out and really chastised Visit Dallas. That's the old Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau. For a lot of failings, they said that you know their metrics were misleading, and they were spending a ton of money, and the CEO was making too much money and spending money on personal items. And next thing you know, the CEO is out with $600,000 in parting gifts. The mayor turned to the fixer, who can fix anything, and made Sam Coates the interim CEO. And by golly, he's still CEO and joining us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's nice to be here.
So you know this. I mean, you've been in travel and leisure forever. First time we met, you were at Texas International, and then and you were Braniff and Southwest, and you were president of Muse Airlines. And
Continental. Australia, yeah.
And you ran, what, Australia and then?
Adventure Tours.
Slotsky's,
yeah.
So tell me about, first of all, this is important. Now, I don't think people understand how important
it is
a convention of visitors.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it. The mayor and others asked me to do it, but it's very important to this city. It has over $1 billion economic impact.
Well, you've got, I mean, all the restaurants want the people. The hotels obviously want
it. It supports
people.
Over 65,000 jobs in the city of Dallas. And that's through the restaurants, the hotels, hospitality. We bring people in, and they don't just show up at the A. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. I have people on the East Coast, the West Coast, Chicago, Austin, who are working and selling conventions and meetings as far as 13 years in the future. It's amazing. I'm not from that segment of the business, so this was all new to me.
And it's
as well.
A big sell, too, because I look around. We don't seem to have any mountains or any beaches.
We don't have gambling. We don't have Disney World. But we're the number 5 convention and meeting city in the nation. And we're the only one in Texas even in the top 10.
Okay, so you came into this organization. You've got this city audit under your arm. And what did you find? Was there a lack of supervision?
There could have been a failure of leadership, but my job was to fix it. Being an old airline guy, I say that runway in back of me doesn't do any good. It's what's in front of you. So we hired a new CFO. She's a wonderful, very talented person, a lot of nonprofit accounting experience, CPA, has done an outstanding job. We took the metrics that were being challenged and we fixed them. We took the relationship with the city staff, and we've worked very hard to repair that. We've done a nationwide search, and we have just hired an outstanding individual.
This is the guy from Pittsburgh.
Craig Davis from Pittsburgh. He's been CEO of Visit Pittsburgh for 8 years. He's been there for years. He knows the hotel industry. He knows the travel industry, and he's going to be taking over here January the 1st.
So how does this work then? So the city gives you a budget.
No, we get hotel tax revenue. The hotels pay an occupancy tax. Some of it goes to the state. Some of it goes to the city. Over 2/3 that goes to the city.
So you're all the money comes from the hotel.
Hotel tax and a voluntary fee that the hotels impose on themselves called a tourism improvement district. And that money goes to fund our staff, and that's where we go out and we solicit conventions, we solicit meetings, we support the arts, we support
tourism.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you deliver people to the Perot or a sixth floor or whatever. But so the city has oversight?
The city has oversight. We have a contract with the city. We're a separate 501c6 nonprofit corporation, and the city has a contract with us. And we perform under that contract.
What has the damage been done in the last year?
They've had a contract since 1992, and there were some things that were critical of Visit Dallas. There were more things critical of the city. We have tried to fix what needed to be fixed. My job is to look forward and fix those things that need to be fixed.
No, but looking forward, I mean, are there? Is it your sense there are conventions or meetings that are not going to come here because of what's gone on over the last almost year?
Well, they have threatened. There have been threats, and I've lost some employees because of the uncertainty. But now we have an interim contract that we have had the city council approve. That takes us through September of 2020. We're already beginning to talk about a 5-year agreement So I think we are well along the road to making the things that happened in the past stay in the past.
There got to be a lot of people that want you to succeed. I mean, like I say, I think of all the, you know, all the, I mean, the Texas Rangers get people that, and the restaurants get, and the taxis, and in addition to the hotels.
We have support from everybody, from the Dallas Cowboys and the Rangers and the American Airlines Center on down. The hotel community, there have been more hotels built in Dallas in the past 3 to 5 years than any other cities except Orlando and New York. And that's because it's a great investment, and it's because people come here.
Yeah. Do other cities do it this way? Is this, I
mean, oh, yeah. This model.
This guy actually came from something called Visit.
No, Pittsburgh. This model is pretty well duplicated throughout the U.S. I had over 100 applicants for my job, and we had, this is a big deal.
So they weren't afraid of Dallas?
Oh, no. They want to come here. This it, number five in the nation, that's not a bad way to you know, a bad place to be. Yeah. And I think we can improve on that.
So what's next? So your replacement, you have hired your replacement yet again, and he comes in when?
January the 1st.
And he hits the ground running?
Hits the ground running. I told him, I'm throwing you in the deep end of the pool. I'm out of there 1st of January.
Have you got more hiring to do? You say you lost people.
That's up to him.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was my prerogative to make a lot of personnel changes as an interim CEO.
You know, you knew this organization, I guess, from the outside, for no other reason than the airline business and the travel business.
Well, I chaired it 30 years ago when we weren't even in the top 20, and now we're number 5. So somebody's been doing something right.
Are they going to, as a parting gift, are they going to give you like a B and a B and a G that you can?
I get to put my suit back in the closet and wear casual clothes again, though. That they're going to be glad to get rid of me, and because I've had to do some painful things, but we got it done.
Sam Coates, the interim CEO of Visit Dallas. It's always good to speak.
Hey, it's always fun to be here, David.
Thank you. For more of our conversation with Mr. Coates, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.